Today's daf from Masechet Gittin brought to you with all your strength is daf chof chet mibein chomot Yerushalayim. And we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah. Hamevi geit v'hinicho zaken o chole. Now here we've got another issue. The issue is, how certain do we have to be that the person who sent the get is still alive at the time that the get was delivered? So here's the question. Can we rely on the chazakah that the person who gave you the get clearly was alive when he gave it to you, and therefore you can assume that that is still the case? So if a shliach brings a get, leaving behind a husband who is old or ill, nonetheless, he can still give this get. And we have two other cases where we also assume that if someone was alive at one point, that he continues to be alive until we know otherwise. And that would be a case of a Bat Yisrael, who is married to a Kohen, and now her husband leaves town. Now, how does she know that he's still alive to allow her to eat truma? Nonetheless, you see from here, it says in Mishnah, that you're allowed to be samech on the fact that there was a chazaka that he was alive, and therefore the assumption is that he's still alive. The third case that is similar to that is someone who sends a korban chatas from Medinat Hayam. Now it's 3 months later. Can we bring this korban chatas, or do we have to be chayish that it was a chatat shemetu ba'aleha, and therefore it would be lemitas and also bring it on the mizbeah? What's the halacha? Here too, you can be makrivinota v'cheskachu kayam. The only time we would say that somebody is considered to probably still be alive is if he hasn't reached the age of 80. But if he's already reached 80, or he is just a normal chole, so he's a chole that isn't goseis, he just has a flu or something, right? So over there, rov cholim lechayim. But a zaken shigia legvurot, or he's literally goseis, rov gosesin lemitalo. How far are you going to take this? You can't say somebody who's already 80 years old is going to be becheskat shukayim, and somebody who is goseis, and he seems to be dying, that he's going to make it. Eitve abaya, that's not true. It says beferish in the bright time. Maybe get v'nicho zaken afilo ben me'ashana. What does that have to do with being 80? If somebody is 100 years old, you can also give him becheskat shukayim, which is tiyufta. I mean, obviously, you can't get anything as different as this, or we could say it is different. Why? Because it's possible that in a case where given to aflik iflik. Sorry, one second. So in this case, we could be talking about, even though it says even if he's 100 years old, we could still give the get, that's because he's so old. In other words, it may well be that Rebbe was right in saying the halakha of 80. Right? But now this guy is already 100. I mean, once he's 100, he's obviously not part of normal life expectancy. He has some longevity genes. Okay, I don't know. Maybe live another 20 years. I mean, once he's off the charts, he's off the charts. You can no longer use your statistics to define how long this guy's going to live. But it could be that under the normal circumstances, 80 is already a time in which he's not off the charts. And maybe you would have to be chayish that maybe he will die. So we have two different approaches. Ramilei Abaya Lerab. Tanan Abaya points out a contradiction. The one that it says, Hamei Viget, you can continue to give that get at any point later, assuming that the guy is still alive. The problem is that it also says, Ramino, if somebody gives a get that should be chal an hour before his death, she can as immediately asur lechol betruma. So asur lechol betruma miyad means that we do have to be choshish that at any moment the guy might be an hour before his death, right? So how do we explain the fact that when it comes to a get, you can assume the guy is still alive, When it comes to Truma, you have to worry that he's about to die. Omale Truma Agitin Karami, that is them. What's the comparison? By Truma will be Machmer. Why not? I mean, Truma Efshar. So let her eat something else, you know. But get, what are we supposed to do? Never give a get? Never be able to be Sholeach a get? That's what you're saying. Because the moment the guy brings the get to Beit Din, Beit Din's going to say, do you know he's alive? I just saw him. What's the difference? You just saw him. That doesn't prove anything. All you know is that he was alive. You don't know that he is alive. In which case, we're going to be mavata the whole dinner of shlichus by a get. Therefore, well, we're going to end up with the whole problem of agunas and so on. We're not going to do that. So we won't be machmer. But what's the matter with you? The Mishnah talks about the case of Truma itself. Remember the three cases in the Mishnah. There was the case of the get, there was the case of Truma, and there was the case of Korban Chatas. And it says beferish of the Mishnah, the Bat Yisrael and the Tzua LeKohen, V'olach ba'ala l'mininat ha'yam, ochelet b'Truma, because kashugu koyam. Let me ask you the question again, since you don't seem to remember the Mishnah. V'raminu ha'rezi giter sha'achat kodem mitato asura l'chol b'Truma miyan. How do you explain that? The Mishnah says you can keep eating Truma. But over here, just because maybe he'll die now, we don't say that, well, he's got a chazaka. No, you have to stop eating Truma right away. Omer of Adab, Reder of Yitzhak, well, that's different. The reason it's different is Shari Asra, Lav Sha'achat Kodem Mitato. Basically, he didn't answer it because he died. That would be the Yikar Halacha. The guy is alive, she eats Truma. The guy is dead, she doesn't eat Truma. But since he is expanding that envelope, this is how Rashi understands it. The Tosfos has a different approach, but we'll see why his approach is a bit problematical in the Gemara later. So Rashi says, look, he's expanding the envelope, and to say that since it's going to be Chal before he dies, so Mamela, at one point, she's going to be Asura to eat Truma, right? Okay, so then why isn't this that point? You can't say the Chazaka is going to say that she'll never be Asura to eat Truma. She's going to be Asura to eat Truma. Matkev, Papa, I understand. Why will she be Asura to eat Truma at one point? And what if she dies before him? I understand. It's a guarantee she'll be Asura to eat Truma. She may eat Truma her whole life. Maybe I'll outlive her by 20 years. What kind of story is that? So, me, my, do you, my admiration, say he's going to die before her? Do my admiration? So this is an artificial svara that you're saying. Why would there be a difference? Now Tosfos understands that the svara is that you're not contradicting the chazaka, you see. And it's very simple. The chazaka says the guy is alive, but I say he's not alive. I said it may be an hour before he dies. So what does that have to do with his being alive now?
That's also within life,
exactly. So he's alive, no big deal. But now we have to be chayish, he will die, right? Problem is that this seems to be the Gemara's kasha later, not now, as we'll see, which is why Rashi wants to avoid that interpretation. And he makes it like a, what he calls it, like a shinuya dechika. It's really a kvetch, because it was rather obvious that it isn't true that at some point she will be Asura Lechol B'Truma, as we point out, because if she dies first, she'll never be Asura Lechol B'Truma. Okay. In any event, so we'll take Rashi's approach, and we'll see in the Gemara coming up where we deal with this other question of a chashash that is not directly noged the chazaka should obviously be different than the case of Shamamit. Matki Flor of Pop. We might do my operation. Do we might find El Amar Abaye Lokashim? Har Rabbi Meir Delo Chayish Lemita and Har Rabbi Yehuda Chayish Lemita. Look, we already know that we just had a machlokas about the case of the wine that you bribed me Bein Akuti, and over there we had on the one hand Rabbi Meir's and we had Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yez, Rabbi Shimon, all said, "What? Well, aren't you worried that the node is going to break, which is the equivalent of death? That is, you have right now. You have a kli that's showing." But how do you know it's going to remain shalom? The same thing is true about this guy's body, right? Now you have a kli that's shalom. How do you know it's going to remain shalom? Rabbi Meir said, okay, when it breaks, I'll worry about it. So, okay, that means we have a machloket about whether something may die or not. Now, if that's the case, we can simply say that where the Mishnah says we don't have to be chayshah, so there it's going to leave it to Rabbi Meir, that you're not chayshah lebita. Where you do have to be chayshah, so over there, it's going like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda. דתנן, הלוקח יין מבין הקוטים, אומר שני לוגים שאני עתיד להפיש ראין שום מעשרו מעשר ראשון תשע מעשר שני, ומרת לו ושוטה מיד, דיבר רבי מאיר, רבי יהודה, רבי יוסף, רבי שמעון עשרים, so we have a good old Bakhlokas, which is reliable. רובו אמר, שמה מת לא חיישינן, שמה ימות חיישינן. And this is what seems to be the way the Tosafos was learning the Sugya before. The fact that we have a question about whether somebody did die, the Chazaka tells us he didn't die. But to say that somebody will die is a rather intelligent chashash. And therefore you can't say that the Chazaka, you're not violating a Chazaka by saying that someone will die.
Since that's the Chazaka.
The current status does not change the fact that someone will die, other than to Moshe.
Young people don't die.
No, it's not like that. Young people don't believe that other people die. That's the real problem.
What?
Young people don't believe that anybody dies. Not only themselves.
It's not going to happen to me. It's not.
No, it's a belief in tikkun. That's the point. It has to be handled at one point or another. It's an absurd situation. It's really ridiculous. That's a good point.
Take it personally.
Who's
the representative here?
If you're saying that the fact that something currently exists is one issue, but that it may not exist is another issue, and that no one would argue about the fact that it doesn't violate a chazaka to say that someone will die, then how do you explain the story of Shema Yibaka Hanod? Is it Shema Yibaka Hanod the equivalent of the death of the container, right? So you should say, well, everybody will agree that certainly you have to worry about this. It will break, it will get ruined. I mean, why are you saying that nobody is chaylik? So Hanod is the equivalent of Kishema Yamut, and we do find a Machlokas. Says Rabbi Yehuda Midiskart, I mean, that's not the same. I mean, a node is a very simple construct, and it doesn't die naturally. I mean, something may happen to it, so make sure that nothing happens to it. You know, hire somebody to take care of the node. I mean, that doesn't mean it's definitely going to break, right? So why should you think such a thing? It's Biyotcha. Shani Nod, the after the master Leila Shomer, give it to somebody to take care of. Matki from Rosharsha, Arvacha Arvatsarik, and who's going to watch the Shomer? And it's him, I mean, you're just going to end in an infinite regress. So therefore, that's not an answer. Yeah, okay, you're right. Says, well, you know what? I phrased it wrong. Shema mate, nobody's chayish. Shema yamut, there. That's a machlokas tanayim. So there, Rabbi Meir indeed holds we're not chayish, and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda hold we are chayish.
Could you explain the difference of Shema Mate and
Shema Yamut? Yeah, because Shema Mate violates the chazaka. We know that he was alive. Why are you telling me maybe he died?
Yeah.
But to say that maybe it's an hour before he dies, I mean, he's going to die at one point or another. So that we do have to be chayish. It's not a violation of the chazaka in any way. Yes, the Gemara, the third case in the Mishnah with Shaleach HaTatomi Medinat Hayam is brought b'cheskas that the guy is alive. And it's not considered to be Chulun Ba'azor. Says the Gemara, it's all very nice, but how do you bring a Korban Chatas without Smicha? The owner has to be there in order to do Smicha. We're not going to bring a Chatas for someone if he can't be Smicha alone. So what about that? If the guy is dead, he can't very well do Smicha. So, but you're not Smicha. I mean, Smicha Rabbanut, maybe, but Omer of Yosef, it's talking about Rabbi Korban Nashim. The owner of this chatas is a woman. And since there's no din of Smicha by a woman, B'nei Yisrael Somchim, B'nei Benot Yisrael Somchot, we don't have that problem. We only have the problem of determining if she is still alive. Rav Papa Omar, who says it's talking about a chatas Tehema that requires Smicha, maybe it's talking about a chatas Of. And a chatas Of does not take Smicha. Now, we have three cases. Get, Isha Eid in Truma, and Akwa Vazahat.
Why do we need three cases to express the same halacha that we're not chayish that someone has died? Says the Gemara Tzricha. We do need the three cases. Let's say we would have get. We already explained the difference. We understand that because of the problem of igun and the requirement of being sholeach a get, we cannot be machmir on gittin. We attempt to find whatever we have a mechanism to realize. So over there we'll rely on the chazaka. But I would have thought if the Mishnah hadn't spoken it out. Now when it comes to the other cases, truma, let her eat something else. Right? Okay, so we'll be machmir on truma. If you don't know your husband is alive, then you shouldn't be able to eat truma. Now, by the way, the Rishonim speak out that the Gemara, just for the sake of keeping things simple, has pretended that there's no difference between a long-term question and a short-term question. I mean, but in fact, it is just as ridiculous to say that a woman can only eat truma if she's sitting in front of her husband, and that's the only way she knows that he's alive. But if she sends him out to buy a bottle of milk in the makolet, she has to stop eating truma because he's probably dropped dead on the way, right? I mean, so it's clear that there's got to be some sense of an extended present. I mean, it's not in this second I'm going to have to worry. I mean, there's some point at which a chazaka, at which anybody understands that this is a chazaka. Okay, but since anyway we deal with the overall concept instead of the details of how we would have been questioned for something, maybe we don't go into the details over here, but it's obvious that we're just keeping things very theoretical and simple in order to not to expand out of the necessary sugya. And let's say the Mishnah would have talked about the Gittin and Truma. I would have said, you know what? He asked me in Truma. I would have said, Zimnin de lo efsha. Okay, look, you know, there's a reason why the Torah gives Truma to the Kohanim. If they're very poor, this is what they have to eat. But you're going to say, let her eat cake. Thank you very much. Let her eat cake. Somebody else tried that idea. You know, I don't have cake. You know, all I have is truma. But, I mean, what, that maybe also could be low efsha. What about chatas over you? You have to bring the korban. When you come to Yerushalayim, you'll bring the korban. But after we shouldn't be chayshish that maybe this is a chatot, a metot, we're bringing iser to the mizbeach. That we should do because you feel like bringing the korban. So when you're ready, bring a korban. Come and bring a korban. What do we need to bring it for? And to be over, maybe lo leo chululazor, even misadasofik. That's what it thought. Kamash malan, tzricha, even this case, that where it doesn't really serve such an important purpose. Nonetheless, we're still going to bring the korban. And now, a very, very special word. Wrong! All you get to say is, good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, yeah. Sorry, AB. Right. What happened to chazaka?
Yeah, there is a chazaka. I mean, it could be our president would be Mavater on the day before arrival in Hanoi. You know?
Tradition.
I mean, driving up the Mekong Delta, you know, being strafed on either side. This may be your last chance to say Zohar
Lekamish. Maybe a war break out again.
Yeah.
We're friends now.
Yeah.
Actually, the Americans sent a bomber over North Korea this morning.
Yeah, so.
Nice message. I think they dropped some transistor radios.
it's North Vietnam rather than North Korea.
Shloshad varim amar Rabbi Elazar ben Partal lifnei hachamim vikimu edvarav. Now we have three situations in which we are led to a chashash that maybe the individual did not survive the situation. Rabbi Elazar ben Partan, obviously this is a continuation of our sugya about age, its illness, and there were three such situations that he addressed beferish in front of the chachamim, and he was made the halacha, and they were mekayim what he said. One was, irshi kifa charkob, a city that is under siege. Okay, somebody sends a get from that city. Do we have to be choshesh that it was captured and destroyed and that this guy lost his life in the fighting? Or, on a case of Sfina Hamiturefet Bayam, a boat radios that it's been struck by an iceberg. but it hasn't gone down yet. And the guy sends a get.
By a bottle? He puts it in the bottle and throws it.
All he has to do is radio to do get leash tea, right?
Can you do that?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to have cases like that where a guy says, I've just been bit by a snake. Anybody who hears me, please give a get to so-and-so. I only have 5 minutes to live. That's the case. That's like a telephone call. And the third case would be, ala yotze lidon. Somebody is up on a capital charge, but they haven't paskin that he's chayev yet. So in these three cases where we know we're in big trouble, but we don't know what happens in the end, and it's a cliffhanger, nonetheless, they're b'chazkat kayamin, because that's what a chazaka does. Aval, ir shekav shachar kom. However, if the siege has been successful, now the army is rampaging through town, or a svina that has gone down, we don't know whether there were lifeboats, if this guy made it, or hayotze le'areg, he's already on death row, and he's going to be executed at such and such a time, then we cannot say for sure that he's dead, but we cannot say for sure that he's alive, and therefore we have to be machmir in both directions. So let's say his wife is a Yisrael and he's a Kohen, so she obviously can't eat in Truma because maybe her husband is dead, vice versa. If she is a Kohenet who would be able to eat Truma but for the fact that she's married to the Yisrael, who may be now safely dead, but she can't rely on that. Lo tochal b'truma in either direction. Which, of course, is why we try so much to avoid these cases of igun where we don't know what's going on. Because then, no matter what, she's in big trouble.
But the fellow loses his cheskes chayim. That's the point.
Right. We can't say for sure, mate, but there's no cheskes chayim. Omer of Yosef, Lashanu Elo B'Beitin Shal Yisrael. The only time that we say that you can assume that once the din was paskened, that the judgment will be carried out, that's Tafka in a Beitin Shal Yisrael. We're over there after the Gemar din. We're saying that he's still going to be maybe alive, but that's because they will change their mind, since the halacha is, if, in fact, we find out that there's a schuz, somebody comes up, Yesh Lila Meda Lav Schuz, so we'll come running back and we'll look at the schuz. Right? So you can't say for sure he's dead. I mean, maybe not Cheskas Chaim, but it isn't a Cheskas Misa. But Beidin Shel Avdeko Chavim, once they were gone with the Din L'Ketola, they're not going to reopen it. Boy, they didn't know what would be coming, you know. Petitions, appeals, my God, nowadays, you know, you can't rely on nothing. Guy 30 years later, he's still on death row where he was given 3 weeks. Right. So, in those days, they do not have a noeg of appeal. So once they pass, and the guy's kind of me, say he's dead duck. And therefore, you can assume that he's dead, not that there's a suffix. Chai. They for sure kill him. They don't have appeals. Of course, they don't have appeals, but they have bribery. I mean, it's even better than an appeal. And so why it should be even worse, you know? So, let us stand. They openly take bribery all the time. I mean, it's, you know, can you imagine in Mexico, they sentence you to death. Yeah. Great. Hey, put you away for 50 years. You know, next week you're out because escape. It was a big escape. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm like, wait. It's true they take bribery. But kishakle mikami delachtum purse shamag. My gosh, this is only before they sign the death warrant. After the butter the mechta purse shamge, it's too much. It's too get you too much trouble. Yeah, I mean, so then they can't take shochad anymore. Lo shakle meitve. Kom shiamdu shnayim diyamru meidim anametish ploni shenigmar dina bebeitin shaploni uploni uploni edam. Now, this is a crazy situation. The guy runs away from Besdin the night during which he was about to be killed the next morning, right? They were waiting till the morning, and that's when you carry out the din. And he escapes. Now, any place, it says over here, that two witnesses come and say
there was a Gemar Din Mavet on this guy in such a Beit Din, we kill him. Now that's crazy. If you're telling me we kill him, then obviously we're not Choshesh, that maybe afterwards they discover that there was some reason why they should be Mezakeh him, and therefore we should ignore the Psak Din of Beis Din. So the place where we are most Choshesh for any extreme possibility that maybe this guy's situation would have changed was V'yitzilu Aida, correct? Now you're telling me that because witnesses come in, we will actually kill the guy. What do you mean you'll kill the guy? How do you know that in that Beit Din where they actually paskin, he was chayev mita, that they stood by the psak? Maybe it had been changed. What do you know? You're Adam, but what do you know what happened afterwards? This is ridiculous. So you see clearly that the halacha is that once there was a din, lemisa, the assumption is not merely that it was carried out, but we will actually go and carry it out if it's in our hands. What are you telling me that we're chayish? If there was the smallest chashash, we would certainly not execute the guy. It's an amazing question. You're asking a theoretical question. We don't, obviously we're not concerned, but we have to explain why we're not concerned that there was a change, right? Answers the Gemara, maybe at Boreach is different. In other words, why did the guy run away? He ran away because he didn't have any access to any zechuyot. He knew he was guilty. He wasn't going to be able to bring any additional aid. So if he was convinced that he needed to risk his life and escape from jail, then certainly that is an indication that there was no heter coming up. But in Akinami, in a case where he was just waiting for the din to be carried out, sends out the get, over there in Akinami, we have to be cautious that there was a change. Toshma. Shema mi Beit Din Shal Yisrael. Shal you omrim ish ploni meit. Ish ploni neherak. Yes, you at ishto. So if you hear from Beis Din that so-and-so died or that he was killed in Beit Din, so then, like, maybe they had given him Malkus, you know, and the guy didn't, he was a recidivist, the halacha is, that you stick him in a kippah, right? If he's a recidivist, then you let him die. Don't kill him.
So this is a repeat offender.
Okay, so they don't want to say, we killed him, we didn't kill him, you know, we just let him starve to death. Still, but we can tell you he's dead, you know. Or if they say, we killed him in Beit Din. So, that is a 100% raya that the guy is dead. If you hear the same news from the Kamas Tarisin, Shalavdek of the Kamasar of the Avdei Kochavim, you know, and he's the guy that's in charge of the executions, and he says, Ish Ploni Meit, Ish Ploni Nerag, over there, Al Yasiu Et Ishto. There you cannot marry his wife, and we're talking about over here where it was an acceptable testimony, or at least it would appear so, because he's Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Mesiach Lefi Tumo means he doesn't care. It makes
him. Who'd you kill today?
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Who'd you kill today? Yeah. Okay. Now, first, let me clarify. When it says mate or nerag, what are we talking about? My mate or my nerag? If you mean literally, mate means that we tell you that he's dead already, and nerag means that we killed him. So then, why wouldn't we not believe? Be of the kochavim. Amaya yesir adishto. I thought the din is, okay, I'm allowed to call Mesiach Lefi Tumo, we will believe even in Ovdei Kochavim, Im Nuyu Mehem Nirlei. Must be therefore that Meit or Nerag is talking about, look, he's already been stuck into the solitary confinement, dead cell. No, yeah, more than that. That's the Meit is that he was Paskin, that we're going to kill him, right? And so over there, we will accept the fact that Ne'arab doesn't mean literally Ne'arab, it means Yotze Lohare. So if he's Yotze Lohare, according to you, in a Beit Din Shal Yisrael, Reb Yosef, you said that there is where we're going to have a suffix. Over here it says, Beit Din Shal Yisrael Yasiyo Tishta, even though they're not reporting that he was actually executed yet. You said that was good for the case where we have to be cautious that maybe they'll bring him back and they'll find the schuss for him. Therefore, it's a suffix. It's not a suffix. Ah, yes, yetishto. And here it says, beferish, ken, yes, yetishto. Now go explain that. No, it says Rabbi Yosef. It means, if it says mate, it means mate. The Beit Din said the guy died. He was confirmed by the doctor. He's dead. Nerav means we killed him. So you're saying, why won't we believe the equivalent of the commissariat? You know, why not? That's because you don't understand what Messiah Fitumo means. Messiah Fitumo does not mean it's no sweat off my back. That's not what it means. It means that I am uninvolved and have no particular interest in even talking about it, except casually. But if you are involved, you are the executioner.
You like to brag.
Exactly, I like to brag about who I killed today. You know, it was great that it's a fine. So what are we going to say? You're a not interested party? You're a very interested party. Once you have some connection, we're not going to trust an Akum about such a thing. Okay, so Hani Milta Milta Lo Shaykhiba. He has no connection to the events. Milta de Shaykhiba, why would we believe him? Avdei lachzuki shikrayu, they like to lie, and they, you know, we do things right. Yeah, right. Fine. Anyway, this was one approach, and there was a whole opposite way of saying over Rabbi Yosef, which what he said was literally the opposite. He said, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Lo shna ela bebeitin shelo v'kochav. On the contrary, when are we machmer on him? That maybe he's alive and we have to be aser on Truma in both directions, whether she's a Bat Yisrael Kohen or a Bat Kohen Yisrael. That's only by Goyim because they take Shochat. But a Beit Din Shel Yisrael Kiman and after a Din HaLiktola a Beit Din Shel Yisrael that Paskin HaLokha, you can rely that they're going to carry out that law. And over there it's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadai that they killed him. In this version, of course, all the questions were the opposite. So Abaya asked, it's true that the Goyim take Shochat and the Bezdin Shel Yisrael doesn't, but the Bezdin Shel Yisrael legally will be marked if he brings a new Raya. So Nami Efshe the Chozer Leschuta, somebody came running up and said, Yesh Lila Midel Abzakut, we bring him back one time after another. Anytime there's even the furthest possibility that there's something to be said. So even so, maybe Chozer Leschuta. Yeah, but because it was a chuta becoming the Ligbar Dina. Both are the Gamer. The Dina, too low, because it was chuta. Hey, we're not chayish that somebody's going to, I mean, we gave everybody a chance. I mean, it's not so mutsui that somebody's going to come up. Once we already put out the word, we have witnesses, the case of famous case. But at the last minute, somebody's going to come running up. I mean, it's not reasonable to take that into consideration. Mamele can assume that they carried out the Din. Now, in this version, what was a kasha in the previous version, of course, becomes a raya in the opposite direction, right? So over here, what we say is, lema misayale. Maybe we can indeed bring a raya to this distinction. Because it says, kol mokam sha'amdu shnayim, v'yomru me'inim anu adish ploni sh'nigma adinu bebeitet sha'ploni uploni uploni yedav, arei ze yarei. Here it's, you're telling me maybe we would be chayish that the Bezdin was Chazir Leschute. And I told you, no, it's not something you have to be chayish for. What bigger raya is that than the fact that you yourself will actually go kill the guy on the based on the fact that there's testimony that he was found to be chayim? If you're telling me that it's reasonable to think that maybe they were Motzei Eschus, how could you go and kill the guy? You have to find out whether they were Motzei Eschus. Elamai. The chazaka is that once already they pass in the din, they're going to carry the din out. So you see clearly what Rabbi Yosef was saying here, exactly as we answered the difference. He says, I'm going to love Dafka. Why? Because Dilma Boreashani. Maybe in a normal case, we do have to assume that somebody came running up at the very last minute. But since in this case we're talking about a guy who was obviously desperate and he ran away, I mean, otherwise, how are we finding him 3 years later in some other basement? Because he escaped. Why did he escape? Because he knew it was hopeless. When it was hopeless, he knew there was no excuse to be causing money. Okay? There, we don't have to be chayish. We'll carry out the din. But maybe Eino Chinami, in a case we have no reason to assume that there won't be someone running up at the last minute, maybe we do have to worry he'll run up at the last minute. Tashma. And here, again, the sugya goes in the opposite direction. Tzar Shema. Shema bi Beit Din Shal Yisrael. So if you're from a Jewish court, you could go right ahead and marry the woman on that basis because he's definitely dead, her first husband. But on the other hand, if you heard from the common trust, then you cannot marry his wife. Now, when we use the word died or killed, what do we mean? My mate and my nerag. Ilema mate mamash, nerag mamash. What would be the equivalent case by the goyim? Then gabi of kochavim, it would be talking about that the guy says, I shot him. So I understand, why do we believe him? We should be able to be Mesiyat Ishto, because a Kaimon called Mesiyat Vitomo, him nu mehemnele, right? So Belamai, it's got to be talking about that the meaning of mate is that he was Yotzei Lamud. Nerag is Yotzei Leareg, and nonetheless it says, Bebeit Din Shal Yisrael, Yasiu Et Ishto, you marry his wife, and we don't have to worry that maybe the guy is alive. So you see 100% that there is no chashash that maybe they're going to find this zechut because he's only going out to be killed. No. It could be we have to be talking about a case of mate mamash, nerag mamash, and maybe only then we wouldn't be chayash. And maybe Rabbi Yosef is not telling it like it is. But the kavate, it's bothering you so much that by the Bezdin Shal Akum, why we don't believe them? What about Akaim L'Kom Mesiach L'Vituma? We believe them. This is not Mesiach L'Vituma. Because Ani Mila B'Milta D'Lo Shaycheba, Avo B'Milta Shaycheba, they would be Avdi L'Zuki Shikrayu. And Mamela we may be talking about where they said Beferish that he is Nerag, but if he wasn't Nerag, then maybe in Akinami, what Rabbi Yossi says, Bezdin Shal Yisrael, you would have to worry about the fact that maybe, it's possible that the Chazalei, that they would definitely kill him. Possibly, but possibly not. So we have two alternative explanations in this approach as well. So each one of these Rabbi Yossi's basically plays off the kashas and the other approach of Rabbi Yosef. We're left without any clear raya, one direction or another. Hamevi get ve'niyazakeinu chole noten l'merchizkat shukayam bat Yisrael l'nesu'a l'kohen v'l'arba'a l'medinat hayam can also be allowed to be ochelet b'truma b'chizkat shukayam. And any person, at least we think any person at this point, that is sholeach atatom v'medinat hayam, you can also assume that it's okay to be makrivota, because kachu kayam, you don't have to be chayish, then maybe it would be a chataot ha-metot, because metu ba'alea. Or my rova lo shana ala zaken shelo idia ligvurot, or a chole, where it's just a normal chole, where rov cholim l'chayim. But if he's already so old, zaken shemagia ligvurot, or a goseis, rov goseis ilimita, then not. Eitve, Abai, what are you talking about? 80 is the new 40. Maybe Gate Venier Zakena Field Ben Meashana. He's 100 years old, you also can give it. Becheska Shukaya. Tiyufta. You're right. Seems to be a major problem. Rava made a big mistake. Or Rava can support himself by saying, look, the insurance companies also know this. Maybe they won't give you a very good insurance policy up front when you're 50 that's going to last through the time that you're 80. But if you're 70 or 80, they'll give you an insurance policy that will last you till you're 100. Why? Because obviously the tables show that once you're outside of the period, which we would say most people won't make it, so then you're on the different longevity scale. So given the ifli. Ramile Abaye Lerab. Tznan ha-mevi gay trini azakino chole notin labachaskachu kayam. Is that true? Doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Rezigitech, Sha'a Achat Kodem L'mitato, she's immediately Asur L'chol B'Truma Miyam? Oh, Malay, what are you asking a question from Truma and Gittin? Obviously it comes to Truma. You can be Machmer, but you can stop being Machmer and get that nobody can send a get if he's not standing in front of you. So Truma Efsha, get Lo Efsha. Fine, so I'll ask from the second piece of the Mishnah, which is about Truma. So Rami Truma, Truma.
ochelet betruma becheskat shu kayam v'amino areze gitak shach eskodem mitzato hasrola ko betruma miyan om revada berei the Rebbe Yitzchak shani atam sherei hasra alav shachat kodem mitzato matke for a papa mimaydi you might beresha dima he might beresha. What makes you think that she definitely is not going to be able to eat truma? She may eat truma happily ever after, at least her ever after. So therefore, it makes no sense what you're saying. Elo Amar Rabbi Elokasha, Ha Rabbi Meir de Lo Chayish Lemita, and Ha Rabbi Yehuda de Chayish Lemita. Tetano Kei Chayim Bein Hakudim Shalim Lo Mishan Tin Lafishen Truma Asra Maaserisha Tisha Maaserishin Imecha Veshotem Yadiv Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Osrim. And over there, the reason that they were Osrim was Shema Yibaka Anod, as we saw before. And Rabbi Meir says Likish Yibaka, in which case he would say the same thing about Shema Yibaka Halev. Likish Yibaka, you know, we don't have to worry about it. Is there a big difference between Shema Meit and Shema Yamut? So Shema Meit lo chashina, but Shema Yamut, I mean, why wouldn't we be chayish? Obviously, at one point or another, the guy's going to die. So the fact that he's lived this far, is that a contradiction to the fact that he's going to die? Omer le Rav Ada bar Matan le Rava, how can you say that nobody would say that? Nod is Shema Yamut and Pligit. Well, node's different. I mean, there's nothing innate in the node that makes it drop dead. It's only these ridiculous mortals that do that. So a node you can take care of, you know. Maybe Barney will find it 1,000 years later. It'll still be a perfectly good node. So the Efshe Shemasel of the Shomer. Who's going to watch the Shomer? You know, Arva Harva Tzorich. Elam Arava. Okay, fine. Shema Meit Lo Chashina. Shema Yamut. There are those who are chayish, like Rabbi Yehuda. How can you be shaleich achatas and will bring it without your presence? Habin and smicha. Om Rav Yosef, maybe korban nashim. Rav Papa Amar, could be anybody, but it would be a chatata oath. Vitzricha, all three cases. Get truma chatas. Because the Ashminen get Mishum de lo Efshar, of a Truma de Efsharim alone. The Ashminen Truma is in the de lo Efshar. I mean, very poor. Of a Katata of Misfeika, lo Layachul and Lazar. What do we need it for? Tzricha. Sure, Shadvorim Omar Rabbelazab and Baratalifne Chachamin, the Kimuet Devarab. Hey, Ir Shikifach Harkom, but has not fallen. Alasfina Hamatu, Refet Bayam, but has not sunk. Hayotzei Lidon, but has not yet been paskin the Chiyuv Mita, that these all are becheskat kayamim. Aval ir that was already kivashah harkom, and it's given into the svina that is lost and is off the sonar screens. And Hayotzei Liareg after the psak din lemita, then not imalav chumre chayim v'chumre metim. So therefore, whether it's about Yisrael or Kohen, or whether it's a bat kohen liyisrael, you have to worry in both directions. She, neither of them will be able to eat petruma. Omer of Yosef lashana lebeitin shel Yisrael, aval bebeitin shel avdei kochavim. Why would they hesitate if they pasken mita? The guy's probably 100% dead. So then, given the gomer leidina liktala miktal koli, I mean, a Jewish court will go back and try to find a reason, you know, to figure out why he vitzilo aeda, maybe he's really potter. Oh my Abaya, what does that have to do with that? I mean, a beidin shalavik yokavim nami, they take shochat all the time. So why should you think they're going to actually kill the guy? All they want is for him to pay enough money and not get killed, right? Oh my lay, because kishakli nikami de lichton pursi shanman. But labate the michtam prusi shaman lo shakli meitve kol makom shiamdu shnai viomru meinu manu atish ploni shining madinu bebeitin shal ploni edav areze yehare. So how in the world can that be that we would actually go kill the guy? Well, obviously we don't have to be chayshish that they found this chus. Yeah, but dima boreach shining tashma shema bebeitin shal Yisrael shayomru meish ploni meitish ploni neerai. Yasio et ishto. But if you hear the same message from a commentaries in Shlodeko Chovim, Ishploni Meit, Ishploni Nerag, then I'll yasio et ishto. Now, first of all, what do we mean? My mate or my Nerag? You know, mate, mamash.
And Nerag is Nerag Mamash. And therefore, what's the question over here? The Ne'amanut. Just the question of Ne'amanut, right? So then you're saying that, well, there won't be any Ne'amanut for the Kamin Tras. Why not? Of the other Kachomim, why can't we believe them about such things if it's Mesiach Lefitumo? For Kaimon the Chom Mesiach Lefitumo, Imnu Me'amnele, El Olav, it's not about Ne'amanut. It's about whether the fact that there was a Psak Din means that they're going to carry out the Psak Din, which is exactly what we're talking about over here, right? So Meit doesn't mean literally Meit. It means Yotzei Lamod Ne'arag, means Yotzei La'arag. And it says over here, not like Rabbi Yosef, but Bez Yisrael, Yasiyot Ishto? No. L'molam, it doesn't mean mate, it means ne'arag, ayol taina, but then it's just a matter of ne'amanut. Why can't we just trust the goy? I mean, he's a Messiah, lefituma. The kavata gavay of the kavam amai lo. Okay, I'm not called Messiah, lefituma, imuim nahe. It's very simple. Because I need milim milta lo shaycheba. It's not called Messiah, lefituma, and milta lo shaycheba. Because they're after the zukishikrayu. Now, there's the opposite approach to this whole discussion of Rabbi Yosef. And he could Amri, what did Rabbi Yosef really say? That Amri Rabbi Yosef lo shnala bebeitin shal ak, ava bebeitin shal Yisrael, kiva nanafek leidina liktala, you can rely that katule. And Abaye says, what do you mean? They may not take shochar, but they may be chazi leischuta. No, says Rabbi Yosef, chazi leischuta, and they understand, they're always open. What's the chances they have to become a ligmar dina? Is it bought to the gamar dina? Why, who's going to come forward now? So two locations later, can we bring a riot from the fact that Komokam Shiam the Shine Yom Eden Shin Plony, Shinigmar Dinov, Betincha Plony, Ruploni, Uploni Eda, Vareze Yareg? Is that a good riot? Because otherwise, how can we kill them? Maybe they find us host? Not 100%. Because Dilma Boreal Shiny. Okay, Toshma. Shama, Betincha Yisrael, Shayom, Mish Plony, Matish Plony, Nera, Yasiotishta. But if Shama become a trist, Shal Tikachovim, Ishploni Ne'arag, ah, yes, you're Tishto. Now, ask yourself what the meaning of Meit or Ne'arag is. When you label Meit Mamash, Ne'arag Mamash, then you'd be saying that for some reason it's only a function of Ne'amanut. So then why would we not believe the Tikachovim, ah, yes, you're Tishto? El Alav, it must mean Meit, means Yotzelamut. Ne'arag is Yotzei La'arag, and it says you can assume that in a Bezal Shal Yisrael, Yasiu et Ishto, 100%, which is exactly what it was that Rabbi Yosef was saying in a Bezal Shal Yisrael. You can assume the din was carried out. No, not necessarily. Because it might be talking about Li'olam Beit Mamash, Ne'arag Mamash. Ah, you've got a problem. So why not believe the goy? Kavotzi gabayov de kov amai lo. Look, I am on the call Mesiach Lefituma imnu me'emne. Ah, this is not called Mesiach Lefituma. Because I need milim milta lo shayich. You're telling me a guy wants to show off, you know, how many heads he cut, how he chopped off today. You're telling me all these crazy stories without, you know, today we killed 400,000 people. Yeah, so we're going to believe everything they say. But over there, it's a milta lo shayich about your belief. But where it's like, this is my whole purpose in life is to see how many heads I can cut off. So over there, milta lo shayich about, indeed, avdei lach zukei shikra. You have to assume that it's shikra.